How's the preparations been going for tomorrow night's big game, Sean?
It's been super. You know, I think with the gaffer and Andy and Alfie and all the backroom staff, you know, I think one of the strengths that they have is that obviously they've been about, they've played at the highest level, but they've been extremely thorough in their preparation. We have watched videos. We've obviously analysed last week's game, and there's no doubt that last week's game is going to be very, very different than tomorrow night. I think the tempo is going to be extremely different, but I think that the preparation that the managers went through, you know, is analysis of this team. You know, they're coming off the back of a pretty poor result in their own domestic campaign, and there's no doubt that with the tough time that their fans give them at Moorview Park, that they're certainly out to make amends, and there's no doubt that they are still favourites for this game. But we've prepared extremely well. There's an outstanding togetherness in the camp at the minute, as there was last year. So you know, the way things have went, you know, they've been extremely professional, as you would always expect at a Linfield Football Club. But we're going into tomorrow night, you know, completely optimistic, and make no bones about it. You know, we are very, very positive about the outlook in tomorrow night's game, and we're definitely going to progress in the next round.
You've just come back from training at that magnificent stadium. It must be one of the best, you know, that you've ever been at, is it?
Yeah, I played at this stadium, you know, a number of years ago, and it certainly wasn't as developed as it is now. Without doubt, it is the best stadium that I've ever played in, and I just hope that it's a magnificent atmosphere tomorrow night, and I hope that the game, you know, plays testimony to that atmosphere. I think that the AAK fans, you know, back in Belfast, the fans had their own character, and there's no doubt that they made the occasion as well at Moorview Park. They're very passionate about their football club. I think we're expecting roughly in the region of 10,000 tomorrow night, and it'll be a loud stadium, even though it'll be nowhere near the capacity. But hopefully tomorrow night makes for a good occasion, and there's no doubt that we have to enjoy moments like this, but even more so we need to play the game and not so much the occasion.
It's a stadium and, you know, an occasion that can inspire our players, isn't it?
Yes. AAK are outright favourites for tomorrow night. The progress that they've made in European football over the past number of years, you know, outright declares them as the favourites, and there is no pressure on us. We're going tomorrow night with an outstanding result. In many people's eyes, we've exceeded expectation. I wouldn't necessarily say that we've exceeded our own expectation, because now we firmly believe that we have an opportunity to progress in the next round. But they have outstanding talents. You know, that they've players that have just moved on to Palermo. They've players that are at the interest of Real Madrid B teams. Players that have played in quarterfinals of the World Cup. So they are a step in class above what we are. But we're an Irish League team who, you know, fights for every single ball. We've worked an awful lot on shape, we've worked an awful lot on patterns of play, and we're going tomorrow night to try and get a result, and we're confident that we can pull something off.
Looking back on last week, it was an amazing result, an amazing performance, and we need another similar type performance tomorrow night, don't we?
Yeah, I think we'll probably need an even better and a more inspired performance than we did last week. I know that they complained about the pitch at Moorview Park. I don't necessarily know how, because I thought Moorview Park was absolutely brilliant, and obviously the club is very grateful of Glenavon for allowing that. But we trained the stadium tonight, and you know, if you ask me to choose a playing surface, not so much the grand arena and the stadiums, but if you ask me to choose a playing surface, there's no doubt I would choose Moorview Park over you know, what we trained in tonight. But it's going to be very fast tomorrow night, and it's going to be very difficult, but we're looking forward to it, and there's no doubt that we'll do everything we can to try and win.
We've given ourselves a great chance, and we've come this far. It would be a historic occasion if we can pull this one off, wouldn't it?
Irish League clubs, you know, way back in 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, always had outstanding European pedigree, and they always done extremely well. And in the past number of years, the Irish League teams have sort of failed to flatter a wee bit, flattered to see, rather. This year, I think more in particular, the Irish League clubs have done extremely well, and we are with a team that's sort of flying the flag as such for now. Last year, we done extremely well against Skoda Xanthi, and we failed, you know, narrowly in the last hurdle. Hopefully, we'll go one better tomorrow night and finish the job.
Looking back to last week, you know, you had a terrific shot that was fantastically saved. You know, How frustrating was that when that keeper saved that one?
To be honest, Andy, I haven't been thinking about it too much because it very, very rarely ever happens. You know, and as soon as I struck it, I saw it going close into the top corner and I didn't know what to do. I wouldn't even know how to celebrate. But it would have been super for me if it had then. I think it would have put us 1-0 in front, and then obviously you can't really predict what would have happened afterwards. But you know, if Andy would have got the goal as well, it would have given us a more comfortable, you know, cushion. But I of course always need to score, but you know, being a defender, I think that the clean sheet was just as important. To me personally, obviously we want to win the game, we want every game, but I think that the way that the team worked hard from Peter and Andy at the front to the, you know, to Johnny Tuffy, I thought we were outstanding, and we thoroughly deserved the clean sheet and we thoroughly deserved the win.
You yourself are versatile. You were in midfield, you were at right back last week. Are you happy to play anywhere, everywhere?
Yeah, I'm not the type that will go into a manager and cause difficulty and demand that I play a certain position. I think that every young player should maybe have the opportunity, you know, particularly when they're young, to play a number of positions, because you learn the game, and I learn, you know, every time that I change position and I play a new position, and I enjoy playing different positions. Obviously, I've always, you know, enjoyed my role at centre half, and I would probably say that's where I enjoy most. But I'll play wherever any manager, you know, will ask me to play, and I'll always do whatever I can to help the team.
Thanks for taking time to talk to us, Sean. All the very best for tomorrow night, and we're all right behind you, and hopefully we'll be celebrating a terrific result tomorrow night.
Thank you very much, Andy.